spinning top, 3 times 3 times 3 times 3. Welcome, this is Kathleen Pearl. All right, today is Sunday, and I'm going to give you a synopsis of what we've gotten, my small inner council group, in prayer this week concerning the events the spinning top refers to. I had a vision of a child's top, one of those metal ones, and you pull it and it goes faster and faster and faster and spins around and all the colors blur and it moves really quickly across the floor, and if you touch it, it stops. It begins to slow down and stop. This was a picture of the events and how quickly they are spinning like a top into the destiny, and the top was the world, and everything was getting blurred. That we absolutely must keep our eyes on the heavenly vision, the spirit of Jesus, which is the spirit of prophecy. All right, let me begin with, we had three visions. The Lord has really been speaking to us about three. And the first one was, I saw a tree and I saw hands being put on the tree, and it was shaking and shaking the tree, and then it was about to be uprooted. Okay, I believe this had to do with religions and the tree. We've been a lot about the fig tree and different kinds of trees, which signifies Israel. Okay, the second vision a brother had, in which he saw a nut picker come, and this was California, okay? These were organizations, the tree being shaken. This was having to do with specifically California. It implies the tree of life. But anyway, a nut picker up near the San Joaquin, San Francisco Valley came through. And I don't know if you've ever seen them, but they're these big machines, and they have like these claws that come around the bottom of the tree. And then there's a net under it. And they shake the tree, and all the nuts fall, or what the ripe nuts fall into the tree. This implies that the Lord's coming to get his harvest, and there is a uprooting and a separating happen. And then the third tree I saw, and the tree was standing there. I knew it had to do with the church and the West. The tree had these branches on it, and the branches were being lopped off and the leaves shaken, but it wasn't quite doing the job. And a crossbow came. Now, I believe this has to do with those who are called to the church. This is the tree of life versus the other tree in the garden, the tree of death. Anyway, a crossbow was aimed at the heart of the tree, and it released the arrow right into the very center of the tree. It is the word of God on the cross, the crossbow, and the tree was shaken. The tree was shaken shortly thereafter at the at Saim, Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. We had this terrible, horrible, anti-Semitic massacre, mostly of the older trees. Most of the people, 11 people, were massacred. Many people were hurt. Police officers were hurt. It was just terrible. But the name of the synagogue was Tree of Life. Then shortly thereafter, from Breaking News Israel and other sources, there was, and the women's section at the Western Wall, and the women were worshiping the temple platform, which there was a lot behind that. I won't go into it. But a serpent came out from amidst the rocks where the doves and the pigeons were roosting. And so a man came. They have video clips of it. It was a very large serpent. They called it a coin serpent. It's not venomous or deadly. I don't know about that. The pigeons didn't think the same thing. So I don't know what it feeds on, but I know what the significance is of the name. The coin serpent is the merchandising over the temple and spiritual things, things that belong to God. Merchandising things that belong to God. And of course, we know that all those who suffer on the tree, what kind of fruit you bring forth. That Jesus was strung up on the tree to take our sins and afflictions. There's a curse for those who are on the stake, put on the stake, or the tree. Hence, we have those three issues. Now, let me segue over to three blind mice. Then the next segment, we kept getting and kept seeing three blind mice. Kept getting snatches from these nursery rhyme entitled Three Blind Mice. Now here it is. It goes, three blind mice, three blind mice. See how they run. See how they run. They all ran after the farmer's wife who cut off their tails with a carving knife. Did you ever see such a thing in your life as three blind mice? All right, what does this mean? Okay, these people are blind and so on and so forth. I mean, we prayed through it and we kept getting it and we weren't getting it. So we finally looked up the rhyme. And this comes from rhymes in the United Kingdom. The origin of the tale of three blind mice. The origin of the words to the three blind mice rhymes are based in English history. The farmer's wife refers to the daughter of King Henry VIII and Queen Mary I. Remember them? King Henry VIII, the codpiece of the Anglican Church. The reason the Anglican Church was cut off and started from the Roman Catholic Church because Henry VIII wanted an heir, hence the codpiece. Mary was a staunch Catholic, and her violent persecution of Protestants led to the nickname of Bloody Mary. The reference to farmer's wife in Three Blind Mice refers to the massive estates which she and her husband King Philip of Spain possess. So make no mistake, this is all in the family, okay? Henry broke from the Roman Catholic Church, and Mary, who her mother Queen Mary I, persecuted the Protestant Christians terribly, murdered them, got her the reputation of Bloody Mary. The farmer's wife was a overseer of massive estates. In other words, it's, you know, controlled by lords, the divine right of kings to be as almost, if you will, gods over the earth. The three blind mice were three noblemen who adhered to the Protestant faith, who were convicted of plotting against the queen. She did not have them dismembered and blinded, as inferred in Three Blind Mice, which was the custom at the time, but she did have them burnt at the stake. All right, so we looked at this and began to realize I began to realize, and there's a lot behind this if you want to interpret it according to principles, even principles that are given in the scriptures, that this persecution, the noblemen came against it. They began fighting over the stuff and who ruled it and what spiritual, landlords, who were the landlords and what was their particular brand of faith, which is who does the earth belong to? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all that belongs in it. I don't know who these three noblemen were. I don't know what their issues are, but it is an issue that repeats itself many, many times through history. Let's examine another political fairy tale. See, you couldn't express your politics or your religion because the inquisitors would come, the Roman Catholic Church or the, and we're going to go into that in the next segment, tied into the UN, would come after you. Let's look at Mary Mary, quite contrary. How does your garden grow? With silver bells and cockle shells and pretty maids all in a row. All right, let's look at who this Bloody Mary is. This is in this traditional English nursery rhyme, Bloody Mary or Mary is reputed to be Mary Tudor or Bloody Mary, who was the daughter of King Henry VIII. Queen Mary was a staunch Catholic, and the garden referred to is an allusion to the graveyards, which were increasing in size with those who dared to continue to adhere to the Protestant faith. That would be Protestant martyrs. Instruments of torture. The silver bells and cockle shells referred to in the nursery rhyme were colloquialisms for instruments of church torture. The silver bells were thumb screws, which crushed the thumb between two hard surfaces by the tightening of a screw. The cockle shells were believed to be instruments of torture, which were attached to the genitals. The maids or maiden was the original guillotine. The maids were a device to behead people, called the maiden. Beheading a victim was fraught with problems. It could take up to 11 blows to actually sever the head. The victim often resisted and had to be chased around the scaffold. An example was Mary Pole, 1473 to 1541, Countess of Salisbury, did not go willingly to her death and had to be chased and hacked at by the executioner. These problems led to the invention of a mechanical instrument now known as the guillotine, called the maiden, shortened to maids in the Mary Mary nursery rhyme. The maiden had long been in use in England before Lord Martin, Regent of Scotland, during the minority of James VI, had a copy constructed from the maiden which had been used in Halifax in Yorkshire. Ironically, Lord Morton fell from favor and was the first to experience the maiden in Scotland. Executions. Another form of execution during Mary's reign was being burnt at the stake, a terrible punishment much used during the Spanish Inquisition. We know the Spanish Inquisition was a Roman Catholic Church. It was after Jews and Christians. The English hated the Spanish and dreaded the idea of an English Inquisition. The executions during the reign of Bloody Mary were therefore viewed with greater fear of the Spanish than the executions themselves. It is interesting to note that executions during her reign total less than 300, an insignificant amount compared to the executions ordered by her father, King Henry VIII, which were believed to have numbered tens of thousands. Thank you. The way to begin the bloody reign of the Anglican Church, you know? Blood and sex magic. Well, there we go. We have recommended the following site for more facts and information about Bloody Mary. That would be, now this is nurseryrhymes.org.k. There's a whole link to who the Tudors are and the family tree and what the whole issue was. And this was especially significant because it came out. What was the, one of the big issues? The Reformation. Let's read it again. Mary Mary, quite contrary, has a whole different connotation now, doesn't it? How does your garden grow? With silver bells and cockle shells and pretty maids in rows.